Usually when we're looking at the stock market, especially in tech, there's a certain logic to it. It's almost predictable.
Right. There's the physics to it, the pick and shovel theory.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A company drops some amazing new software, usage spikes, and the whole hardware ecosystem, it gets a lift.
Yeah, if everyone's digging for AI gold, you sell the GPUs, you sell the shovels. It's a pretty simple equation.
Rising tide lifts all boats, right? But then just recently, we saw something that, well, just completely flipped that script on its head. A software release sent these huge shockwaves out. And the weirdest part was it caused this massive dip in hardware stocks. I mean, NVIDIA took a real hit.
It was a fascinating morning just watching the tickers. It really it bucked the trend completely.
I remember looking at the charts and just thinking, wait, hold on. Shouldn't better AI software mean we need more chips, not fewer?
And that's the paradox, right? That's the moment
I
the
think.
market started to whisper, maybe. Maybe more isn't the only answer anymore.
So today we are doing a deep dive into DeepSeek. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, great, another chatbot. But hold on. This is not just another bot. This is about a fundamental shift in the entire economics of AI.
It really is. It's the story of efficiency finally coming to the party to challenge brute force.
We're talking about a team that managed to go toe-to-toe with trillion-dollar giants, but with a budget that's, I mean, it's basically pocket change in this industry.
It's the difference between, NASA building a rocket and someone building one in their garage that goes just as high, but for the price of a used car.
So we're going to unpack how they did it, the secret sauce behind it all, and what this actually means. And just to tease the numbers, because they are staggering, we're comparing a training cost of over $100 million to about $5.5 million.
And that's the number that I think genuinely scared a lot of people in Silicon Valley.
So let's get into it. DeepSeek and what we're calling the efficiency revolution.
Let's do it.
Okay, so let's start with that market shock. Because for the last, what, couple of years, the wisdom has been super simple. If you want GPT-4 level smarts, you need a supercomputer, period.
Correct. The industry dogma really was scale is all you need. You want a smarter model, make it bigger. More data, more parameters, and crucially, you run it on a massive cluster.
We're talking thousands and thousands of chips.
We're talking 10, maybe 20,000 NVIDIA H100 GPUs all linked up. It was a hardware arms race.
And those H100s, they are not cheap. They're like the golden tickets of the AI world. Companies were hoarding them.
Exactly. So NVIDIA's stock price, and really the whole hardware sector's valuation, was built on this one assumption. That this demand would just keep growing forever. To get smarter, you just had to get bigger.
And then DeepSeek drops.
And suddenly the narrative just cracks. You have this model that performs at an incredibly high level, but it didn't need that massive, prohibitively expensive cluster to build it.
And more importantly, for the market.
More importantly for the market, it doesn't need nearly as much horsepower to run.
So the market sees this and thinks, wait a minute. If you can get top-tier AI without buying 10,000 GPUs, maybe NVIDIA isn't going to sell as many chips as we thought.
Precisely. It suggests that this AI compute bubble, this idea that we need infinite processing power, it might just burst a little sooner than we thought.
So efficiency could replace brute force as the new gold standard.
It's kind of like finding out you don't need a semi-truck to deliver a pizza, you just need a bicycle. For a long time, we've been using semi-trucks for everything because we didn't really know how to build a bicycle yet.
Okay, so let's talk about the bicycle. How did they do this? I mean, what is this secret sauce?
To get it, we have to get a little technical, but I promise it's pretty intuitive. We need to contrast the old way with what DeepSeek built.
Okay, let's unpack it.
So most of the big models, like the earlier GPTs, are what we call dense models.
Dense, which sounds heavy.
Heavy and fully active. Think of a dense model like a giant library. You walk in and ask, what's the capital of France? In a dense model, every single librarian in that building math, history, cooking, sci-fi, every one of them wakes up, runs around, checks every single book on every shelf, and then they all scream Paris at you at the same time.
That sounds exhausting
Yeah.
and just wildly inefficient.
It is. The entire network, all billions of parameters, light up for every single word. It burns a ton of energy just to do one simple task.
But how is DeepSeek different?
DeepSeek uses an architecture called Mixture of Experts, or MoE.
Mixture of experts. I like the sound of that.
It's a brilliant concept. So imagine the AI's brain isn't one giant blob. It's divided into hundreds of these little tiny experts.
Okay, so like different departments.
Exactly. You've got a little cluster of neurons that is a Python coding expert. Another one is a creative writing expert. You've got your math expert. And at the front door, you have a smart router.
A traffic controller. Or like a concierge.
A concierge is a great analogy, yeah. So when you ask the AI to, say, write a Python script, the router looks at your request and goes, okay, creative writing, you stay asleep. Math expert, you can sit this one out. Python expert, you're up.
So it only wakes up the one part of the brain it actually needs for the job.
Precisely. The query gets sent only to the relevant experts.
That just makes so much sense. I mean, if I ask you for a recipe, you don't need to access your knowledge of, I don't know, 18th century French history?
I would hope not. And the numbers here are just wild. So the whole DeepSeek model has 67 billion parameters. That's its total knowledge.
Right.
But because of this routing system, for any given word it generates, only about 5 billion parameters are actually active.
Wow. So it has the knowledge of a 67 billion model, but it runs with the speed and the cost of a 5 billion model.
That's the magic right there. It gives you blazing fast replies and drastically lower running costs because you're not burning electricity on the parts of the brain that aren't doing anything useful.
And that explains why you don't need that giant cluster of GPUs to run it.
Exactly. It's working smarter, not harder.
Which brings us right back to the economics, the money. Because we teased this, but the difference in the price tag is it's just hard to process. It almost looks like a typo.
It's the number that's keeping CEOs in Silicon Valley up at night. I guarantee it.
So let's lay it out. The incumbent, GPT-4. Sam Altman from OpenAI is on record saying training costs were over $100
million. $100
million.
And that's just compute. That was the barrier to entry. That's why we all thought only, you know, Google, Microsoft, and Meta could even play this game.
Right. You need a war chest just to get a seat at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then DeepSeek comes along, and their estimated training cost was, what?
Around $5.6
million. 5.6? I mean, that's 5% of the cost. It's nothing.
It's incredible. By using all those low-level optimizations and really smart memory management, they got a comparable product for a fraction of the price.
It really is a David versus Goliath story.
It absolutely is. I've been calling it war economics. Because what this means, essentially, is that the monopoly held by the trillion-dollar tech giants is, well, it's effectively broken. The moat, that big defensive barrier of money, has just evaporated.
Because you don't need a trillion-dollar valuation to build a top-tier model anymore.
Right. A mid-sized company, a university research lab, maybe even a well-funded startup, they can now actually afford to train their own. It's not a game only for the super rich.
That changes everything. It means innovation can come from anywhere now.
It democratizes the whole field. But of course, whenever you see something that cheap, the skeptical part of your brain should light up.
Right. The first question is, okay, but is it any good? Is it garbage?
Exactly. Is it the cheap knockoff that breaks in a week? You get what you pay for and all that.
So did they just sacrifice quality for cost? Is this just the dollar store version of GPT-4?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting, especially for the developers listening. The benchmarks, they don't lie.
Okay, let's talk about the human evil benchmark. What is that exactly?
Human evil is basically the SATs for an AI that codes. It's a standard set of Python programming problems designed to test if the AI can write correct functional code.
It's the gold standard.
It is.
So how do the big players do?
Okay, so GPT-4 Turbo, which has been king of the hill for a while, it scores an 87.2%.
Very respectable.
Oh, yeah. Claude 3 Opus, another heavyweight, scores 84.9%. Both excellent scores.
And DeepSeek.
DeepSeek V4 scored an 88.1%.
Wait, so it won. It actually beat them.
It's the winner. And look, a few decimal points might not sound like a lot, but in this field, inching past the leader while spending 95% less to do it, that's monumental.
Is it just about, like, spitting out code, or does it actually understand the context?
That's the key. The qualitative feedback, you know, from actual developers using it suggests it's really good at logical reasoning. Seems to get the context of a large code base better than some competitors.
So it's not just generating a snippet. It understands how all the pieces fit together.
Exactly. The takeaway is it's better, not just cheaper, which implies some deeper level of, dare I say, understanding.
Okay, so it's cheaper, it's faster, and it's smarter at coding. This is starting to sound too good to be true. There has to be a catch.
Well, there is an elephant in the room, and we do have to talk about it.
Privacy, security.
Specifically, the geopolitical aspect. DeepSeek is a Chinese model.
Right. And in the world of corporate espionage and IP, that's going to raise some huge red flags for a lot of companies.
It does. And we have to be super clear here. If you're using the chat version on their website, DeepSeek.com, you are sending your data to servers in China.
Which means Chinese law applies.
Correct. Which means, under their regulations, the government can potentially access that data. So the verdict here is simple and strong. Do not paste your company's trade secrets or your passwords into the web version.
Yeah, that seems like pretty basic digital hygiene, but it's worth saying out loud. Don't do that.
Definitely. But, and this is a huge but, there is a solution. And this is the good news part of the story. Okay. DeepSeek open sourced the model. They released the weights.
Okay, for anyone not technical, what are the weights?
The weights are the brain. It's the actual file that contains all the learning, all the connections, everything. By releasing them, they're basically handing you the brain. You can download it and run it on your own server or even on your own laptop.
So if I'm running it locally on my machine, where does my data go?
Nowhere. It stays on your machine. You could unplug the internet cable and it would still work. Zero data leaves your computer.
Wow. So it's 100% secure in that mode.
100%. It's a massive distinction. You get all the intelligence with none of the surveillance risk.
That's a game changer. For any company that's been hesitant about AI because of data privacy, this solves that.
It totally sidesteps the trust issue. You don't have to trust the creator if you control the environment.
Okay, so let's get practical. Let's say I'm a developer listening right now and I want to try this. I'm tired of paying $20 a month for Copilot. How do I actually do it?
It's actually gotten surprisingly easy. We can walk you through it right now.
All right, do it. Let's get him a quick guide.
Okay, so step one, you're probably using VS Code, right? Most popular code editor.
Right.
You install a free extension called Continue. It's an open source autopilot for your editor.
Continue, got it.
Step two, in the settings of that extension, you just select the model. You'll see DeepSeek Coder V2 right there in the list.
Okay.
And then you have a choice. You can use their API, which is, by the way, insanely cheap, like 150th the cost of OpenAI's.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you've got a decent graphics card, you can just run it locally.
And how do you do the local thing?
You use a little tool called Ollama. O-L-L-A-M-A. It manages local models for you. You just type Ollama run DeepSeek Coder in your terminal. It downloads the brain to your laptop. Then you just tell the Continue extension to look at your own machine.
And boom, you've got a super smart AI coding assistant living right inside your editor.
A super cheap or even free assistant that knows your code, respects your privacy, and doesn't send your data anywhere.
That is incredibly practical.
Yeah.
It moves this from, you know, interesting tech news to a thing I can do this afternoon.
That's the beauty of it. You can literally upgrade your entire workflow today for free.
Amazing. Just amazing that tools this powerful are just out there.
It's a very different world from even 6 months ago.
So as we wrap up, let's zoom out. We started with a weird dip in the stock market. We dove into this mixture of experts architecture, the David and Goliath economics, and we've ended up with a how-to guide for your laptop.
It's been quite a ride.
So what's the final verdict? What's the inspector's verdict on DeepSeek?
The verdict is that this is a wake-up call for the entire industry. It proves that ingenuity can still beat raw capital. It proves you don't need the GDP of a small country to build world-class AI anymore.
It's a shift from just spend more to think smarter.
Exactly. It's a victory for optimization. And the takeaway for everyone listening, whether you're a CEO or a developer, is that high-end AI is accessible now. It's here, it's affordable, and it's no longer locked behind some trillion-dollar walled garden.
The playing field has been leveled.
In a big way.
Yeah.
Which, you know, leads to some really wild questions about what comes next.
And I want to leave everyone with a final thought on that. We've talked about how a team with 5% of the budget managed to match the giants.
Right.
So here's the question. If that's possible today, what happens to the AI landscape and the stock market when everyone can do this? When every startup, every university, every student can build a GPT-4 level brain in their garage?
Are we looking at the real democratization of superintelligence?
No. Are we looking at the total collapse of the current business model, which relies on selling expensive compute and $20 a month subscriptions?
That is the trillion-dollar question, isn't it? If intelligence becomes effectively free, how do you justify that price tag?
Something to think about. Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive. See you next time.